I'm your host, Jim Watkins, and it's good to have you here. And it's all about spreading the word. I want to really emphasize that if you love this podcast and you think it has value, then please share it with friends, tell a friend, send a link, post it on Twitter or Facebook. I believe we have a great message on this program. It's also about reaffirming the importance of faith in our society. And I've mentioned this before, and I'll probably mention it again, but you know, these are contentious times. There is a real ideological struggle. This is really a fight for the Judeo-Christian values of Western civilization. And it has been Western civilization and all of the teachings, the influence of Jesus' teachings, the influence of the Greeks, the influence of the Romans, who were influenced by the Greeks, the Greeks who were influenced by the Phoenicians, going all the way back to the teachings of Adam. And from a historical perspective, we are on a path to progress, and that's why we're here. And there are certain malevolent forces in our society that seek to undermine that progress. But the fight of faith is important, and that's why we're here. So the question I want to ask you on this episode is, can there ever be a spiritual revival? Now, something happened recently, and no one seemed to notice. And it happened in a place where it wasn't supposed to happen. It's a reminder of the human spirit, and it's a reminder of what's at stake. In the largest country by population on the planet, a country that for the past 70 years has tried to create a godless society where religion was frowned upon, looked upon with suspicion, and eventually outlawed, we saw something remarkable happen. Do you know what that was? Let me tell you what it was. Something that you never would have expected. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. For the last 70 years, for three generations, China has created an entire secularized educational system, and indeed a society that is, for the most part, godless. Chinese people have been taught to deny the existence of God, religion, spirituality. And for 70 years, they've ignored religion, tried to downplay it. The Communist Party actually taught against religion. It's now illegal. In most communist countries like North Korea, where they are taught to venerate the leader, or Cuba, where Fidel Castro gets those honors, these countries don't want religion because religion inspires people. Religion makes people question right and wrong. And religion endows people with a sense of righteousness because it's true. They are, their rights come from God. That's what our Constitution is about. Religion inspires people to revolt when there is injustice, and it calls into question the violation of human rights. This is why communist countries don't want religion. They believe that God is not real, that man has no soul. That if you just remove God and religion from society through education and propaganda, then people eventually will just forget about it and they won't even believe in such nonsense. And then you can make them believe in pretty much anything you want. Now, I want you to think about China and then apply it to the West. Now, this would be like if the Democratic Party took over our country and then enacted laws that kept them in power for generations and generations. And over that period of time, they started to teach our young children using the educational system to promote a secular, godless doctrine. Well, that's kind of what's happening in our country. In our educational system, from K through 12 and even in college, they have removed religious symbols, religious references for several generations now. And now we have a population of young people who, guess what, are nuns. They don't believe in God. Well, they don't believe in God and they don't have any religious affiliation because their society has taught them to be that way. And now under the guise of social justice, religion is now under attack because it represents exclusiveness to people who want to live a certain way in their life. And they feel that religion, that even God is against them. And so they turn around and say religion is hate and God is hate. So we see this happening in our country, but it's been going on in China for a long time. But here's the amazing thing. In China, despite their efforts to stamp out religion, believing it can be stamped out, what happened? Well, in the space of 7 years, over 70 million people began to embrace a religion called Falun Gong. Now, for those who don't know what Falun Gong is, it's very much in the tradition of Chinese religion. Buddhism, maybe a little bit of Taoism thrown in, a lot of meditation, but they focus on three principles, which is basically truth, compassion, and forbearance. That's at the root of their religion, focusing on truth, compassion, and forbearance. But that's not the point. The point is that 70 million people embraced religion in a country that hasn't had religion in 70 years. And it's proof that you can't stamp out religion. You cannot remove faith from a person's soul or from their mind, no matter what you do. That's the good news. Now, in modern lifetime, when have you ever heard of 70 million people becoming religiously devoted? All things considered, you know, Falun Gong has a fairly respectable set of beliefs, many ways reminiscent of the long-revered Chinese culture. But it's just amazing to me that 70 million people embraced a religious concept in a country where doing so was considered wrong. And this tells us that people are endowed with religious impulses. And it means that you can't stamp it out, even if you try. And they're trying. Secularism can't win. It can never win because people are inclined to believe in God. The Bible tells us we have God's Spirit in us, the lamp of life. And it also means that China is very hungry for truth, despite what we've been told, that people are very hungry for truth. So we should be encouraged by the phenomena of witnessing the rise of spirituality in China. Most of us were probably convinced that you could beat religion out of society. Certainly a lot of our secular friends and leaders in our society believe this to be true. In the West, we see it happening now. Religion, Christ, God, or what I call the G word, is being marginalized and in some cases delegitimized, all because of inclusivity trends. That's where we've come. Bibles have been removed from most major public schools. We know our educational system long ago stopped teaching the principles of Judeo-Christian values once it deemed them inappropriate because deity-neutral people protest. Christ, the teachings of Jesus, are now considered hate speech in many social circles. So let me close by saying this. It concerns me greatly that America is losing its religion. People are no longer religious, and in many cases, you cannot even talk about religion in the public square. The fact that the G word offends people tells us what we have done with our wealth and our privilege in the West. We have decided that with wealth and privilege comes hubris. Hubris in believing that we did all of this by ourselves. China's society gave up on God 7 decades ago, and the people there are starving for religious truth. In the West, we don't starve for anything save our own pleasure. If we embrace total materialism, we will eventually destroy ourselves. And this is why when I hear that 70 million people found religion in a country that has made religion illegal, gives me hope. Until next time.